Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, February 28th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced this afternoon that Canada is sending anti-tank weapon systems and upgraded ammunition to Ukraine, along with airlift support to transport supply and aid. Canada is also fast-tracking immigration applications for Ukrainians who want to come to Canada. Trudeau also says Canadian banks are now barred from any transactions with the Russian Central Bank, and Canada is banning all imports of Russian crude oil. The first round of talks between officials from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia ended today with both sides agreeing to more talks. Ukraine's president is pushing for a ceasefire. In Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, fighting went on in residential areas today, with Russian military artillery hitting civilian targets. Saugeen Shores police have laid an arson charge in relation to the fire yesterday at the Maplewood Motel in Port Elgin. Firefighters from Saugeen Shores, Kincardine, and Tiverton extinguished the fire. The motel received extensive damage and several occupants were displaced as a result. A firefighter and a motel employee had minor injuries. A 39-year-old man with no fixed address has been charged with arson, disregard for human life, mischief endangering life, and failing to comply with a probation order. Starting Wednesday, Grey Bruce Health Services will start a pilot project to offer virtual urgent care appointments. From their own home, qualifying patients will have access to a virtual visit with a physician. You'll need to have a device like a tablet, laptop, or smartphone with audio and video capabilities. It's meant to help patients who need same-day medical attention but are unable to see their family doctor. The virtual sessions are available to be booked on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Grey Bruce Health Services says the new program will help reduce the strain on their emergency departments. People who need immediate in-person emergency medical attention should call 911 or go to their closest ER. More restrictions are being lifted tomorrow in Ontario. Proof of vaccination will no longer be required for indoor non-essential settings. Businesses won't be required by the province to ask for it, but can still choose to do so. Vaccine proof will still be required for long-term care and healthcare settings. Capacity limits in all other indoor places are being lifted tomorrow as well. Mask mandates remain in place. Police are warning about a text scam making the rounds that claims to offer a refund for your license plate sticker by clicking a link. Service Ontario does not send refunds this way. They will be mailed to those who are eligible starting at the end of March. The IIHF has announced it will ban Russia and Belarus from playing in international games through August. According to reports, the Hockey Federation also decided to move the 2023 World Junior Hockey Championship, which was supposed to happen in Russia. The move will bar Russia from the Men's World Hockey Championship in May, as well as the Women's Under-18 tournament in June and the rescheduled 2022 World Juniors in August. Also in sports in the NHL tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs return to action with a road game against the Washington Capitals. In the OHL, there were seven games yesterday, including the Guelph Storm beating the Kitchener Rangers 7-3. Wednesday, the Owen Sound Attack will host the Kitchener Rangers at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. In the NBA tonight, the Toronto Raptors will take on the Brooklyn Nets. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.